The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Sadivav on the day is the beginning of Perek HaZorek asks, how do we know that one is chayav for Hotza'ah? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in this week's Sedra, Vayitzav Moshe Vayavir Kol B'machane Leimor. Moshe Heichan HaVayosef, where was Moshe sitting? He was B'machane Leviyah. And B'machane Leviyah was in Shitz Rabim. And B'nai Yisrael were carrying, moving, transporting from Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim. A couple years ago, we gave a shir parshas Vayakel on the topic of qualifications for Rishus HaRabim Part 1. My intention at the time was that at some point there would be a Part 2, and today is basically that Part 2. Last time we discussed some of the other criteria of Rishus HaRabim. Today we're going to discuss Shish and Reba. Parenthetically, we may get to this at the end if time allows, although we're already 2 minutes handicapped. The Gemara that we just quoted says, Moshe Heichan HaVayaseh B'machane Leviyah. The Machane Leviyah was just a rabbin. Does that mean the Machane Leviyah was just a rabbin and the Machane Yisrael wasn't? Or the Machane Yisrael was also just a rabbin? That's a Machlokas Rishonim probably, which could be relevant for other issues, and if we have time, we might address that at the end of the Shir. So there's a major machlokas rishonim, as you probably know, whether in order for an area to serve, to function, qualify as Rishus HaRabim, it needs to have a population of Shishim Riba. Rashi, Ervin Vavim and Aleph, and Shabbos Vavim and Aleph, you have in front of you Ervin Vavim and Aleph. So take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil, Rishus HaRabim. Towards the end of the Rashi, it's about 10 lines in the bottom of Rashi, it's Mashma, Rach of Sheshes Oyama, has to be 16 amas wide, the Ir Shemitsuyan Ba Shishim Ribo, and it has to have 600,000 people in the city. We'll talk about the specifics of in the what, but Ir Shemitsuyan Ba, Rashi says, in the city, you have to have 600,000 people. Vein Bachoma, the important girsa here, whether you garis O or not. Shayar Shisarab Mishallah Mechuv Mishar Lashar has to be straight or unhindered from one side to the other. Mefulash, done with the Digli Mibar. So some of that we discussed last time a couple years ago. Okay, so Rashi holds here and in Shabbos Vavim and Aleph, Erevin Netesim and Aleph, and the Bali Tosfos, that you need Shishim Ribo for an area to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. Rambam, beginning of Perek Yudalit Hilchos Shabbos, makes no mention of Shishim Ribo. The Ramban and the Suga Ervin Nuntes takes issue with Rashi, so they're of the opinion that there is no such rule that you need Shishim Ribo. What do we assume lehalacha? Take a look in Simon Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin. Eze Rishus HaRabim. Rechav was Hishvak and Rechav and Tesayin Amma, Einam Akurim, Kenan of Roof, Einam Choma, Afiliyesh Lam Chomim, Heim Mufulash and Mishar Lashar, Havi Rishus HaRabim, Yesh Omrim, Sakal Shein Shishim Biba, Over Ba Bechol Yom, Ein Rishus HaRabim. So before the Yesh Omrim, no mention of Shishim Biba, the Yesh Omrim, that you need Shishim Biba, and we'll get back to the formulation of Over Ba Bechol Yom. So generally speaking, the principle in the Mechaber is Stam, V'achakach Yesh Omrim, Halacha Ke Stam. So that which should tell us, the Mechaber is paskening, that you don't need Shishim Riba in order to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. So what does the Mishnah Berurah write? Sivkot and Kaf Gimel. Sfir Lehu, Degam Lezeh, Be'ina Dumi De Digle Midbar, Shayu Shishim Riba. So where do you get Shishim Riba from? That's Dumi De Digle Midbar. There's no Gemara anywhere that says Shishim Riba. That's what the Bali Tosfos are bothered by. If it's during the Digle Midbar, well, in Midbar there are 600,000 people between the age of 20 and 60, but there are far in excess of 600,000 in the entire population. Okay, so we chashben only that 600,000 number that will be relevant for something else as we go on as well. Ulinyan Alacha. Midas ha-mechaber, the kasa deyazu, rak b'shem yesh omrim, mashma del halacha lo sfir lo kein. Fine, so in klali apsak, the mechaber is assuming, sounds like, that you don't need shishim riba to qualify. When we call makom, ein banu koach limchos b'yad osom chum al deyazu, the deyazu gam kein lav das yichidahi, kama shakasati ver halacha barichas, v'chein sadu kam achronim, no less than the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Chobal Nefesh Yachmir Lasmos. The Mishnah Berurah says, we don't really have it within us to hold it against people who are Mako. because there are a significant number of Yishonim that hold like Rashi that you don't need Shishir Mibo, and there's significant Achronim who say that as well. That's what the Taz writes here in Sifkat and Vav, that the Minigas rely on those Shitos, Magen Avram as well. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Baal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzmo. You can't impose your position on someone else, but it's appropriate on some level for Baal Nefesh to be Machmir, at least in his personal practice. Take a look at the next page, Aruch HaShulchan, beginning with Se'if Yud Zayin. So he writes, Al Pishi Tazu have we called Hatter Avin Shabadina Sainu and Nesha Bakala Arm Shalanu Ain Shishim Ribum over him, Vain Krishna Rabbim. So if you hold that Rishis Rabbim requires Shishim Ribo, so we well understand common practice in every city in Europe to construct a Surah Sapasach Arab because we didn't have Rishis Rabbim. There's no city with a population of 600,000. But turn to the next page, Ha'am Nam, the second line. Echa me'agadolim b'dor shalafaneinu hira sha'olam ala erevin shalanu, that one of the gadolim previous generation, namely the Mishkan of Yaakov Kaliner, shook up the entire world by objecting to the common practice up to the point of constructing community erevin. The Harab Aliel sha'osim heim harba yosim heim akilim, so he tries to count out all the Shitas are Rishonim, and he thinks that the Machmirim are much more than the Makilim. Achmer Farsha Shulchan Aruch Lo Ra'um, and the only reason it's not a clear consensus of Shulchan Aruch is because not all these Rishonim were available earlier. Kilo Nitpasu B'Meyim, because they hadn't been published yet. Then he lists some of the Shitas. He concludes in Sif Yuches, nevertheless, so about halfway through Yechas, he writes, Aval Kol Panim, Ma'amawel Ha'arichas, you can write as much as you want, but bottom line, Achar She'erivin Nispashtu Barov Ari Yisrael, the common practice for generations has been to construct community Erivin, Harbe Meos Shanim Mikodem, for hundreds of years before the Mishkan Yaakov came on the scene, people were building Erivin. V'rakos Ma'achatrizeh, the fact that common practice was for generations to construct Erevin, it's as if a Baskel came out and said, we paskin that you don't need Shishim Ribo. If we're going to change the whole psak, lo levach, lo yitzaisu, forget about the fact they won't listen to us, elinirik mishtagim, it looks like we're going crazy. We're being unduly machmir. Shadar rezen is pashe b'chol Yisrael b'poskim. The inna elan rishis rabbim rak ba'ar misfuras vagadolus ba'olam ba'ar melucha sheish b'am shishim ribo. Some capital cities may have shishim ribo. Avlo ba'ar mishalader not in Avardik. V'yan ki mitzvah v'chovel l'lamid zchus al klai Yisrael as the Aruch HaShulchan often did. L'chein samdi yislibi l'hamsi eza heter to Roshin Avar b'siyad Hashem. Then the Aruch HaShulchan goes on to present another heter. Even if you need shishim ribo, even if you don't need shishim ribo, he has other rationales to explain why our cities aren't Rishis HaRabim. That Rishis HaRabim means you only have one area in a city where everyone congregates, so Rishis HaRabim, and our cities are constructed differently than ancient cities, and therefore we have no Rishis HaRabim, even if the Mishkan Siakov was correct. So what taka is the breakdown of Rishonim? So the Mishnah Berurah, in his Arichus here in the Ber Halacha, counts out the Rishonim who take a stand, and he comes out with about 12 to 12. 12 Yishonim require Shishim Ribo, 12 Yishonim don't require Shishim Ribo. Mishnas Yaakov, the Beis Ephraim, the famous Bar Pluxos about this issue, they argue about how to count also. They come out with different counts. And not all the Yishonim that they had access to were printed earlier, not all the Yishonim we have access to were printed then. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Yud Zayin Sif Kaf Aleph, quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman like the Tshuvas Beis Avi. Tshuvas Beis Avi is a Rav in Manchester, who adds another 7 Rishonim to the count of the 12 Makilim. And in the Erev Online blog, which is anonymous, is also the secret author of the Flappish Community Erev Kuntras, which is also anonymous. So he comes up with no fewer than 34 Rishonim and Gaonim, who he thinks are of the opinion that you don't need Shishir Mivah. So he stacks the vote very heavily. Now, by the way, the Rashash in Erev and Davav points out that Shishir Mivah maybe is a little bit Lavdafka, because what was the actual population of Klal Yisrael and Midbar? Took at the end of Pekudei, 603,550. So he says maybe, the Rashi says maybe it's really 603,550, not 600,000. Tiferes Yaakov, one of the contemporaries from an Erevin, or Reb Zundel Kreiser, not the more famous one, but apparently he was Achrai for the Erev in Yerushalayim. So he points out that no, there are other psukim, right? The psukim Parshas Bo, Kishesh Meos El of Ragli, Hagvarim Levami Tafsa, there it says 600,000. So maybe 600,000 is based on the Pasuk in Bo, not based on the Pasuk in Pekudei. And the Sefer Rechova Sa'ir, which is written about the Antwerp Erev, he points out that Rashi Baloska, Yud Aleph Kaf Aleph, says that when the Torah writes Shesh Mios Aleph Ragli, it rounds it to a whole number, as the Torah often does in other contexts. So it could be that even though the population was 603,550, the din is still Shishim Mivo. Mishnah Yaakov argues that it's inconceivable, it must be that you don't need Shishim Mivo, because it's inconceivable that when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they had a Rishis Rabbim. That's the whole model. We definitely had a Rishis Rabbim in the Midbar. Then the minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, so then what happened? The minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, so if you say you need Shishim Mivo, so they're all together in the Midbar. The minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, they started moving, dispersing in different directions. So the minute they got into Eretz Yisrael, there's no din of Shishir Rabbim anymore. He finds that difficult to believe. And he says, moreover, the Pesukim Nehemiah. The time in Nehemiah, there was rampant violation of a lot of things, including Hotzah and Shabbos. They made gezeros, they instituted Takanos Rabbanan to Nishom Hotzah. So if there was no Rishis HaRabim then, if you need Shishir Mivah, and you didn't have 600,000 people in any of the cities, so they were, because we know what the population was in the time of the Aliyah of Ezra Nehemiah, there were barely tens of thousands of people in Yerushalayim, there were definitely not 600,000 people, so they made Gzeiras Derabbanan because they were violating Hotzah Derabbanan in the Carmelis? Unlikely. He says it must have been Rishis HaRabim. So it must be you don't need Shishim Mivo to have Rishis HaRabim derived. So otherwise it doesn't make sense that they should have made Zeira sometime in the Chemia to stem the violations of Hotzah. The Beis Ephraim, in his response to that, Mishnah Yaakov is in Simen Kuf Kaf. Beis Ephraim is in Simen Kaf Vav, the back and forth and back and forth and back and forth between the two of them. So Beis Ephraim writes, Ephraim's on Margolius, who Rishachter always points out was not the Rav and Brud. He was Balabas. Lev Arya was a rough and broad. So the Beis Ephraim writes, I know. So number one, at the time of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, there were many more than Shishir Mivah. The population, the male population between 20 and 60 was Shishir Mivah. But there were millions of people in the Midbar. So in the Chanami, when they got into Eretz Yisrael, people dispersed, but there might still have been 600,000 people at some point in some concentration. What about the time of the Chemi? They definitely weren't anywhere near Shishim Ribo in Yerushalayim. The Beis Ephraim says that it could be in a Chanami. There was no Yerushalayim wasn't a Rishis HaRabim. And why did they make Zeros because of Otzah? There was still a din of a Derech HaHolech Mi early year, that if you have the intercity highway, so there you don't necessarily need Shishim Ribo to make something a Rishis HaRabim. The Ramban and Daf Nun Tes, that the Magen Avraham calls La'alach in Simon Shin Mem Hey. So maybe they were concerned about the Otzah Deraisa going in the intercity highway, the road leading into Yerushalayim. So even without a population of Shishim Mivah, that still could have been Arishas HaRabim. Because anyway, if you're going to tell me that, the walled cities wouldn't have been Arishas HaRabim anyway because they were walled cities. So Beis Ephraim thinks that Shishir Mivah doesn't really fit into the equation, and the rayas from Nehemiah are not rayas. So how do you calculate, if you do need Shishir Mivah, if you're going to go like those Rishonim, which is the basis of common practice for many centuries to build communal Erevin, so if you do need Shishir Mivah, then how do you calculate the Shishir Mivah? So the Rashi that we started out with wrote on Daf Vav and Erevin, A city that has 600,000 people found inside it. So that sounds like all you need is 600,000 people within the confines of the city, but they don't have to be concentrated on any one street at any given time. Even if they're not permanent residents in the city, as long as you have people coming into the city for commercial activity, for business, and the city will have 600,000 people in it at certain times, even if they're not permanent residents, that may also qualify to make it into a Rishas Arabim. It's an area that is accessible to Shishim Ribo, or on occasion you have Shishim Ribo making use of the city. That's what the Ritva sounds like as well. Next page on Marmar Kamos. The Ritva in Shabbos Dav Vav Amud Aleph Dibur Maskul Ezer Rishas Arabim. It's interesting printing. I have this version on Tzachim. I didn't know they have one on Shabbos. Shkoch. So the Ritva writes, Ezer Rishas Arabim, skipping a few lines, and the second column in the middle, the Had Arminan Sheyeshba Derech L'Shishim Ribo. That it has to be a derech l'shishim ribo. It has to be accessible for shishim ribo. Lo sof darish yukvuim bei. Doesn't mean that they have to be kavua there, that they have to be permanent residents. Elishu derech lahem. Did he put in lahem? In the Masada Rukuk edition, they have lahem. That's what it should say. He just has a missing word. Okay? Derech lahem. That it's accessible. It's a path used by shishim ribo. And then he has a lashon. Is it here? Teidah shu yishalayim amalei dalsazen olos belay l'chayav mishum rishas arabim. Belay l'hayushan kvum shishim ribo. Yeah, this is what I want. Ela shelef amin ba'im sham v'hi derech l'shishim ribo. Kolomar shi regilin leilach sham anashim rabim tadir k'shishim ribo. Again, it's accessible to shishim ribo. People would normally travel there. It would be, it's tadir that you have shishim ribo. You don't necessarily have shishim ribo who are residents of the city. Okay, so these Rishonim sound like you don't need Shishim Ribo in any one concentrated place at any given time. They may not even have to be permanent residents of the city. And Mishkanos Yaakov develops these Rishonim in the aforementioned Shuva, pages Kovav and Kovayin in the standard printing of the Mishkanos Yaakov.
But according to Mishkanos, don't you have to have 600,000 at any one time?
No, not necessarily. The Ritva says that it's a derech l'shishim ribo. It doesn't mean that they have to be there at any given time. Just at some point, you have.
So you think that even 300,000 people live there, and they leave the city, and but 300,000 move in.
Right. If at some point you would have shishim ribo there, but not that you need that on any constant basis.
Right, but I'm saying, but you have to have.
At some point where there are shishim ribo there.
Right, not just passing through, but 600,000 at one point are all.
Well, they could be passing through, but at some point there will be shishim ribo in the city.
Right.
But they don't necessarily have to be residents.
Right, but I'm saying, it's not like cars passing through, and by the time the 600,000 cars pass through, the other part people are already gone. At one point, there's going to be people there. You can have the number there at one time.
One single moment out of the clock.
Yes, you can have people there.
Right, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Ramosha points out in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamentes Anafei, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamentes Anafei, that the Nam is there, that you need to have Shishim Ribo in the streets of the city in order to count as Shishim Ribo, because that definitely wasn't the case in the Midbar. In the Midbar, you didn't have Shishim Ribo in every street of the city. You had Shishim Ribo as a total population in the Machaneh.
But he did with the Nashman Taf.
I'm sorry?
Maybe with the Nashman Taf, they would have had 600,000 in every street.
They would have had 600, well, okay, so we'll get to how Ramosha says it soon, but he assumes it's not that there were 600,000 in every street. There may have been 600,000 in the totality of all the streets. There are Rishonim that sound like you actually need Shisha Ribo on the streets. For example, the Smack writes as follows: there's just a rabbin, he's Sratya Platya, Perish Rachav Tazayin Amos, Bekiyosh HaShishim Rabbim Bnei Adam Bokimbo. There's 600,000 people that traverse it. Right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch kind of sounded like that we read earlier. Shishim Ribo Ovrimbo B'chol Yom. You have 600,000 people passing through it, sounds like they're on the streets. The Divrei Malkiel writes two things about this, Olam Sherav. In Chelek Dalet Siman Gimel, he writes, Chelek Dalet Siman Gimel, that when you count Shishim Ribo, it's Shishim Ribo in the totality of all the streets in the city. Not that they have to be in any one concentrated place.
What's the time duration that the Shishim Ribo has to be there? If the population decides to go to a summer location and they're not there over the summer, and there's less, but
right,
they're going to come back in September.
So if you don't have that population there for a significant amount of time, then it could lose the status as a Rishis or Rabbim.
But how do we calculate time, though? Like, what's the minimum amount of time? Coming in daily? Or
that Shabbos.
Just for Shabbos? And Shabbos and Shabbos?
Again, some Rishonim, the Ritva had the Lashon of Lefamim, or Tadir. So not that you need that every day, but you need that at sometimes. So Rav Moshe talks about the beaches in Coney Island having a million people on the weekends. But if it's only a million people once a year, so then maybe that would be different. Okay, see, we are fast running out of time, so we'll leave the Divrei Malkiel for the moment. Let's just talk for a minute about Rav Moshe's Chiddush Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra in how you calculate Shishim Ribo. So Rav Moshe has a Chiddush that when we talk about Shishim Ribo, the Pashup Shat before Rav Moshe, the Pashup Shat is that if you're defining whether a city has Shishim Ribo, you're looking at the population or access of the entire city, whatever the halachic definition of a city is. What's the halachic definition of a city? So the Shachter points out that's usually based on how we define it for Tchumen purposes. Whatever is Bibur Shalir, whatever continuous settlement you have, you could have a big city that goes on for miles and miles and miles and miles. As long as there's continuous settlement and the border of the city, Lenin Tchumen, you haven't gotten that far yet, so then that's all one city. And if you have Shishim Ribo in that city, then that city would be Shisarabim if you need Shishim Ribo. Rav Moshe assumes that since the model of Shishim Ribo is based on Diglei Midbar, so just like the dimensions of the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar was Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil, so too, when you're calculating a city, then you're calculating the area, whether you have a population of Shishim Ribo, within Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil. So that is relatively a kula, in that you have to have Shishim Ribo in a much more concentrated area than you would have assumed. Rav Moshe's corollary chumra is that when we calculate, or I guess you can call anything cooler chumra in either direction. So on one hand, he says that you're only looking at an area of Yud Beis Mil, Yud Beis Mil. Rav Moshe also says that when we talk about Shishim Ribo, we really mean, so he assumes that you need Shishim Ribo that are on the streets at any given time, and in order to have Shishim Ribo on the streets at any given time, you need a population of 3 million, because you assume that about 20% of the population of a city will be on the streets at any given time. So Shishim Ribo really becomes 3 million people, and 3 million people have to be residing in a Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil area. So the only city in the United States that has a population of 3 million people in Yud Beis Mil, or Yud Beis Mil, is Manhattan and possibly Brooklyn. When they built an Erev in L.A., so they, in the L.A. Erev Kuntris, they point out that L.A. is a lot more spread out than New York, and even though the population, the millions, but you don't have 3 million people in a Yud Beis Mil, a Yud Beis Mil area, and therefore they say that even according to Moshe, you can build an Erev in L.A. And the West Rogers Park Erev Kuntris, where Chicago in a whole has a population around the 3 million mark, or in excess of 3 million, but they also point out that you don't have Shishim Rebo in a Yud Beis Mil, Al Yud Beis Mil area.
In Manhattan, even at night, because the population increases during the day?
So we don't look at the snapshot of the hour. We look at is the area accessible? First of all, you think you do have the population without workers, but right, the population of Manhattan is over 3 million people. But even if that wasn't the case, if on a regular basis you have that number of people accessing the area, even if they're not permanent residents, as we pointed out. So that's a kula and a chumra. Then you have to figure out what Rav Moshe meant in his famous Two Garden Hills Eruv Tshuva, last page, the letter to the Tshuva to Rabbi Steinberg, Sulzai Gazunt, Arachayu Keledal Simen Peivav, where he writes that you can build an Erev in Kew Gardens Hills because his lashon is Ketana L'nyanam Elu. So what does it mean, Ketana L'nyanam Elu? So we don't have time to go through all the things that people have suggested, but yes, Rabbi Steinberg wants what I meant, so I figured he has as much of a... is as entitled to an opinion as to what Moshe said to him as anyone else. So Rabbi Steinberg said he thought what Moshe meant is that Kew Gardens, the area of Kew Gardens Hills, or the area that's enclosed by an area, if you already have three existing mechitzas between all the highways, between the Van Wyck and the Grand Central, so you basically have an existing three walls before you even start constructing anything anew. And that's what Moshe meant, that it's already set aside, and therefore not a Rishis Rabban Derisa, and not that you don't have Yud Beis Mil or Yud Beis Mil, because depending on how you draw the map, you could have a population of 3 million people within a Yud Beis Mil, Yud Beis Mil area, including Queens, but he meant that it's already set aside, and that's why he was master in Avery to Garden Hills. Much more to say, but once again, we're out of time.
But he didn't allow Manhattan, right?
That's correct.
And Manhattan has the walls also, because it has the island.